Main points of my presentation are short introduction. Second aim is Vortexian structure characterization. Next will be study of influence of technological parameters on the ribbon twist of Vortexian. And the last point is influence of ribbon twist on the yarn properties. In this figure, you can see a typical structure of vortex yarn produced by this machine, Muratex, vortex number 861. It's well known, you can see that fibers are going from yarn core and fibers are wrapping around this yarn core. In this figure, you can see cross-section of these yarns, and we can divide it, these fibers to two parts. Here are fibers in yarn core, and here are rapid fibers. In this figure, this is skew cross-section. It is better visible what can be divided these two parts of fibers. The main advantages of vortex yarns are less hairy net among all the types of spun yarns, resistance to peeling, moisture absorption, washing resistance. And in this figure, you can see general parameters of yarn, geometric parameters of yarn. Therefore, my aim is to show you that it is possible to describe vortex yarn structure by the same values of which we can use for other type of spun yarn. This yarn fineness is function of fiber mass density and sum of fiber cross-section areas. It's possible to define the lowest possible yarn diameter by using of yarn fineness and fiber packing density. It's possible to calculate real yarn diameter with air gaps by using of packing density. For characterization of yarn structure, we are using helical model. Therefore, fibers are in helical trajectories on cylinder. And if we speak about fiber on yarn surface, we can calculate tangent beta. Beta is helix angle. This is helix height. And tangent beta is function of yarn diameter and twist. This is so-called twist intensity. This is very short description of main parameters of yarn. In this figure, you can see different fiber, different yarn, different structures. Here is parallel fiber bundle, multifilament. Here is ring spun yarn, rotor yarn spun, and vortex spun yarn. We can see that, for example, the main benefit for strength, for good strength, is parallel fiber arrangement. And we can see that partially it is included in the structure of vortex yarn. Therefore, if we are using twist, by using of this of twist factor, fibers are inclined and strength is going down. For example, here is structure of rotor spun yarn with characteristic belt wrapper fiber, and these wrapper fibers are only on the surface without influence on mechanical properties of yarn, but we obtain lower hairiness of this yarn, but partially this is included in structure vortex yarn. The main problem is characterization of twist. It is not possible, therefore, for ring spun yarn, it is ratio between revolution of spindle and delivery speed. For rotor spun yarn, it's revolution between rotor revolution and delivery speed. And here we have, as for twist, we are using pressure air. Delivery speed, and here is pressure air. Therefore, it's problem defined twist here. It is not possible. Let me introduce you with this simple ribbon model. We can assume these points. third is core is created from parallel fiber bundle with diameter DC. Second is cover layer of fabric creating flat fiber ribbon in a helical trajectory on diameter DC, where H is helix height, beta is helix ribbon angle. We can say that set assumption is ribbon is wrapped regularly around the core and the number of turns per unit length is ribbon width. Therefore, we can say that ribbon width is 1 per this helix head. It is possible to define twist intensity as tangent theta. This is function diameter of core diameter and width. It is possible by standard way calculate core diameter as function of Young's finite packing density of core and fiber mass density, and it is possible define ribbon width coefficient. And now, it is possible measure by using of image analysis this helix height, this is this length h. It is possible to measure core diameter, and it is possible to measure a helix ribbon angle. In this figure, you can see main principle of vortex thinning, and the main technological parameters as are using for all yarn are yarn fineness, and second is yarn twist. But here is problem. Here we will use ribbon. Other technological parameters are delivery speed, air pressure, and spindle diameter. I would like to show influence of these technological parameters on ribbon twist. And in second step, I show you influence of ribbon twist on yarn properties. Two groups of yarns were spun. One group was spun from viscose fiber. You can see here nine variants with different fineness, 16.5 tex, 20 tex, 25 tex, with different delivery speed, 350, 325, 375, with delivery spindle diameter, 1.1, 1.2, 1.3 millimeter, and here is a different main draft, 45, 55, 35. In this figure, you can see measurement of helix height. If we calculate one third this helix height, we obtain a ribbon length. This is visible here. You can see this blue point. Here is the highest ribbon length. It is for the lowest spindle diameter, 1.1 millimeter, and for the lowest delivery rate, 3 to 5 meters per minute. On the opposite case, the lowest ribbon rate we obtain, you can see here this black crosses. This result is for the highest spindle diameter and for the highest delivery rate. By using all this ratio, by using of Young finite, it's possible to calculate standard ribbon twist coefficient. You can see here our result. For second group of yarns were spun from cotton. Here we have the same Young finite, different delivery speed, 3 to 5 meter per minute, 350 and 375 meter per minute, and different pressure air. You can see 0.50, 0.55, 0.60 megapascal. Here is measurement of helix head. If we calculate one per helix ray, we obtain a ribbon here. What is interesting, you can see here, this is the highest air pressure, we obtain highest ribbon rate with the lower delivery speed. This value is the lowest delivery speed. We obtain the highest ribbon rate for the
highest minimum key obtaining flashpoint, that means the lowest response rate. It's possible by finally calculate response rate here.
And now I would like to show you influence of rebound twist on the Jahn properties. Here is summary from third step. It is, you can see that decreasing delivery speed means increasing rebound twist. Decreasing spindle diameter means increasing rebound twist. Increasing pressure means increasing rebound twist. For coarser yarn, we are using lower value of rebound twist. This is the same as for standard yarns. In this figure is influence of twist coefficient on x-axis on the yarn diameter. Yarn diameter was measured by using of image analysis and by using of Uster Tester 4. By using of image analysis, we measured diameter of yarn core. It is here. As you can see, results from Uster Tester 4 are better. Therefore, we measure 1 kilometer length of yarn. Yes? Therefore, here are very good visible results. What is influence of twist coefficients on yarn diameter? You can see here we have 3 groups for different fineness. Yeah? Therefore, for higher fineness, you obtain a higher diameter. And you can see what is influence of twist coefficient. This higher twist coefficient diameter is decreasing. Yeah? For all fineness of yarn. In this figure, you can see the results for second group of yarns from cotton. These yarns have the same fineness and different twist coefficients. You can see here this decreasing trend of yarn diameter with increasing twist coefficients. We know it generally, this is valid for all types of yarns. You can see that results from image analysis and from Uster Tester 4 are different. Yeah, are different. It is based on different principle of measurement. By using of image analysis, we can measure yarn diameter by using of cross sections and longitudinal views. And we have some special definition for this measurement, and everything is based on position of yarn diameter. Yeah? Therefore, for example, we are measuring here packing density of yarn, and we are calculating yarn diameter on 15% of packing density. Yeah? But if we compare this result with results from Uster Tester 4 for all yarns, we obtain higher diameter measured by Uster Tester 4. Yeah? We don't know where is position of diameter from this device. Yeah? This is no hope. We know that we know principle of this, but we don't know where is this position. According to our experience, is higher in comparison with our measurement based on image analysis. Okay, but first result, influence of twist coefficients on the diameter is going down with increasing twist coefficient. Second is influence of twist coefficients on yarn density. You know that it is possible to measure yarn density on the Uster Tester 4. It is possible. It is based on calculation of on measurement of diameter and calculation yarn density by this well-known relation. In this relation, mu is packing density and rho is fiber mass density. What is packing density? Packing density is volume ratio. It's a ratio between a fiber volume and whole yarn volume. It is possible use for calculation of packing density ratio between yarn mass density and fiber mass density. In these pictures, I used packing density. Therefore, it is better for us. We have two different material types with different mass density. Therefore, if we use here packing density, we can compare this result. For first group, for viscose, we obtain this result. You can see here are three groups for different findings. And you can see that this higher these coefficients, we obtain higher packing density, higher pressure between fibers. Here, in this figure, here are results for cotton, vortex yarn. You can see that with increasing these coefficients, we obtain increasing packing density. In this figure is a study of hairiness. Hairiness measured on Uster tester, on Uster tester 4. You can see this result. Three groups for three findings. And you can see that with higher coefficients, we obtain lower hairiness. This is well known, yes. Therefore, fibers are more twisted, fibers not protruded from young body. You can see here results from cotton. With increasing this coefficient, we obtain decreasing hairiness. In this figure, you can see result of CV. You can see here three types of findings, and you can see that we spoke about diameter with higher pressure, with lower delivery speed, with lower spindle diameter, we obtain higher fit coefficients, and diameter was decreasing, packing density was increasing, hairiness was decreasing. That our idea is, it is better to use, for example, these parameters with the highest risk coefficient. But here we can see that maybe it is not good. Therefore, with higher risk, we obtain increasing of CV. It is visible here very slowly for cotton yarns too. Therefore, something is not good now. And you can see here result of measurement of tensile places and knots. You can see here that we obtain for this blue point that it is one point, the lowest possible spindle diameter, the lowest possible delivery speed, we obtain a higher number of tensile places, stiff places, and knots. And you can see for cotton vortex yarn. Here are stick places, thin places, and knots. You can see here a very, very high value of this. And this is not good. But if we study strain of yarn, here is stress strain curve of viscose yarn spun with different spindle diameter and delivery speed. And you can see that for blue type, for the lowest possible spindle diameter, for the low delivery rate, this stress strain is going down. Therefore, this is critical point. Yeah. Therefore, you know that from standard yarns with increasing chances, you come to critical point. And after this point, strength is going down. Yeah. Therefore, it is visible here. The same similar stress strain curves are for other findings. Here is strength of this yarn. You can see for 16.5 sets, we obtain decreasing strength of strain. Therefore, here is lower amount of fibers. For coarser yarn, with this second setting, we obtain increasing of strength, but this
ascertain strength is going down. Yeah, and for cold reactions, we obtain the same trend. Approximately the same trend are for deformation as braid. What we obtain for cotton yarns, you can see here is strength. Here is strength with increasing coefficient of strength. And here is deformation at break. Okay, therefore, summary, we can say that the increasing ribbon twist for thin spinies means decreasing diameter, increasing packing density, increasing pressure, decreasing heaviness, slowly increasing speed. But if we are going to critical point, critical twist coefficient, we can say, as for standard yarn, increasing number, we can go to increasing number of thick plates in places and that, and we obtain increasing strength to critical point and after this decreasing trend. Conclusion, as you can see, new parameters of vortex yarn were defined as ribbon twist coefficients, twist intensity. Influence of technological parameters on the ribbon twist was evaluated. Influence of ribbon twist on the yarn properties was verified. And the same general rules valid for all types of yarn should be used for vortex yarn. This result can be used for optimal setting of technological parameters, can be proposed for yarn design and for production. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Dr. Yes, we have this break time now, so we have time for questions if you want us to go around. But I want to mention that this session will resume after the break at 10:30. We have four more presentations. Hopefully, that 30 will be happy for you.
Okay.
So you can questions for Dr. Young,
I have one here, just quickly. You use the terminology decreasing spindle diameter. Exactly what do you mean by that?
I mean diameter of spindle. This diameter is using for different spinies of yarn. Therefore, you have two spindle and order.
It's an orifice.
Yes, orifice.
Okay.
Yes, the orifice.
Look at the effect on yarn quality. My understanding is if the twist is a bit too high, then the detrimental effect is more severe than the benefit that you get by the twist.
Sorry?
If you
benefit for
yarn
heavy
twist, the detrimental effect, I think maybe if you twist a bit too high, then the more negative effect will come over the benefit.
It is possible. Benefit of optimal twist is everything is for optimal setting of yarn and for prediction of parameters of vortex yarn. Yeah? Therefore, if by using of this result, it's possible prepare optimal setting for vortex yarn from some raw material, yeah? And it's possible to find what must be air pressure and other parameters. Therefore, we must use these parameters before critical point, yeah? Therefore, it is possible calculate and measure this result for vortex yarn spun from different materials, and it's possible prepare some, for example, software, and by using all this, it's possible to find what can be optimal conditions, for example, for it, first. And second, by using this twist, it's possible, can be possible for these parameters. Therefore, you can see that we obtain general trends, yeah, and by using this is possible to prepare a model for prediction of climate on this yarn. Yeah. Okay.
look. One point is to just when we bring our critical district, that needs to be changed. In the case of Vortex, I'm not sure.
We cannot say that we need everything is depends on product. If I would like to know lower-handed, and on second part, I would like to have some strength. Therefore, I must find opinion. Yeah.
What do you mean by what is your, is it a standard?
It is span on a Vortex machine,
But it isn't Vortex, it is another type. The loader is another type.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the loader can be a Vortex.
Yeah,
this is... Therefore, Morata, this is spinning machine. This is... That Vortex is spinning machine.
This is Vortex type. I-6-1,
Morata.
Yes?
But the loader.
You can see here is photo. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know. It is on the beginning. For example here you can see this photo, yeah? In this camera is spindle and holder. Yeah, spindle and holder. Before this are draw rolls, yeah. And there are some Oriflames and so on and other jets and for.
The finesse of your yarn is to know. Six centimeters cannot be wooing.
You spoke about software of that.
How is that?
Yes.